Florida has a Category 3 hurricane. More than 1 million customers in the state are without power, according to FindEnergy.com. And the National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says of the rising water.
Consequential storm surge all the way down into the Naples area. That's going to continue through about midnight before things start to relax a little bit.
This man was told to evacuate from his mobile home and is riding out the Hurricane Milton at a hotel in Bradenton.
Our weather folks are pretty darn good at what they do. And when this one said it was coming where it was, it was just a no-brainer for us.
CBS News chief meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says as this hurricane moves across central Florida,
it's going to weaken, but it's not going to weaken enough. I lived many years in Orlando. I have to tell you, they do not do well with this kind of wind because there's so many trees there. The canopies are going to, you know, just the branches falling on power lines.
Officials say search and rescue efforts are underway in Florida after dangerous tornadoes ripped through the state before the hurricane made landfall. Hurricane Milton comes as many in the southeast still try to recover from Hurricane Helene almost 2 weeks ago.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina, calling it a first step toward recovery. A measure has been introduced in the state legislature for $273 million in disaster relief. It's a response to storm damage from Hurricane Helene that scarred the mountains of western North Carolina, possibly forever.
President Biden speaks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after deadly airstrikes in Lebanon. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. cannot allow Lebanon to turn into another Gaza.
We are working our way back towards a ceasefire process, and that's going to create a space to negotiate on a diplomatic resolution that only ends the fighting.
The call between Biden and Netanyahu also comes as Israel considers retaliation against Iran for airstrikes. Israel's defense minister says his country's retaliation for the recent Iranian missile attack will be lethal and surprising. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry is awarded to Demis Hassabis, John Jumper, and David Baker.
The phone rang, and they started telling me about the prize. And my wife started screaming very loudly, and so it was it was a little chaotic at the beginning, but it was very exciting.
Their work has used advanced technologies, including AI, and holds the potential to transform how new drugs are made. And with that planned implosion goes 67 years of gambling and entertainment at the Tropicana Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sounds like you heard about our Mobile One giveaway. Right now, you can get a free Red Bull racing sign when you buy 5 quarts of Mobile One motor oil. And you can enter to win a signed undershirt from F1 champion Max Verstappen. Find Mobile One at any one of our 6,300 stores or on AutoZone.com. Ends November 18th. No purchase necessary for giveaway.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See AutoZone.com for details.
Honda is recalling more than 1 million vehicles. CBS's Matt Piper explains
why.
The
recall involves 1.7 million Honda vehicles in the U.S. because of potential steering problems. The steering gearbox worm wheel, which controls steering, may have been manufactured incorrectly. It could swell, thinning out the film of grease between the worm wheel and worm gear. Also, the car's worm wheel spring preload was set too high. It affects certain Honda and Acuras from 2022 through 2025, including Integras, Civics, and CRVs.
Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs say he wants to go to trial on sex trafficking charges next spring. Combs' attorneys have told a judge that he would like his trial to start in April or May. Prosecutors have said they will be available, but did not say when they want the trial to start. Combs has been jailed since his arrest September 16th on charges that he abused women for years. A hearing on Combs' case is scheduled for tomorrow in New York City. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a clear sky, along the low 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high into the upper 60s. Much warmer Friday. Mostly sunny, highs upper 70s to 80. Cooler for the weekend, dropping back to the low 60s. Right now it's 53.
I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. Luna Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Setting suns and lonely love.
windswept lady. Was the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Just to be with you.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Woo! wears fancy clothes, and he liked to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun, he got a razor in his shoe.
when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Flowers in the spring. I got you. they think I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. More than 1 million customers are without power in Florida as Hurricane Milton makes landfall. It reached Siesta Key, Florida, near Sarasota as a Category 3 storm, but has been downgraded to a Cat 2.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Forecasters say Milton will lose some strength, but it's still a big storm and will cross Florida as a hurricane. Governor Ron DeSantis.
If you're on the east coast of Florida, you could get storm surge on the other side. So this is a very fragile 24 hours.
This woman came here from Tampa and says she's worried about the people who didn't evacuate.
People that can't get out, that have no way out, people that chose not to get out.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Milton produced tornadoes that tore across Florida today. A suspected twister has destroyed Connor Farron's home in Fort Myers.
It was windy, probably for a good 15 minutes beforehand. And then it just got really bad. It kept getting cold, tornado warning. And then like this happened like instantaneously.
President Biden says the federal government is ready for whatever Hurricane Milton leaves behind.
In an address to the nation, the president said resources and personnel are on the ground in Florida, where Milton is expected to cause major damage.
We have thousands of federal personnel on the ground. We've staged and are ready to go. We have 20 million meals, 40 million liters of water.
And Biden says while recovery could take some time,
we've got your back. And Kamala and I will be there for as long as it takes to rescue, recover, and rebuild.
The president also decried disinformation about the federal response, much of it, he says, spread by former President Trump. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have spoken today about the growing hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying
the suffering in both Gaza and Lebanon adds even greater urgency, as you've heard from us, to our efforts certainly to end the conflicts and lay a foundation for lasting peace and security in the region.
The U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments in Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop's bid to throw out his conviction for a 1997 murder for hire. Glossop claimed that prosecutors wrongly withheld evidence that could help his defense. In a rare alliance, lawyers for Glossop and the state agree he should get a new trial. Paul Clement is representing the Oklahoma Attorney General's office in the case.
The court understood that this was a momentous decision, an unusual decision, and I think the court gave very respectful consideration to that.
The victims' relatives say they want Glossop executed. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.